How to Get Filthy Rich in Rising Asia by Moses Muhammad, chapters 4, 5, and 6. I want us to focus in this section on the life lessons or the reflective nature of the opening paragraphs of each of these sections. So chapter 4, we get Avoid Idealists. It's pointed out that an ideal is too abstract and in many ways is anti-self. So we take this idea that something needs to be perfect to be implemented and that the perfect scenario will come along and that is what we're going to strive to achieve. And we all know that trying to seek perfection or wait for the perfect moment to implement a concept or to make a move is impossible. So the idea of following an idealist, throughout this chapter, we see it implemented in sort of small ways, subtle ways. We'll talk about that in a second. But I want us to think about that beginning section of chapter 4, that trying to follow or project yourself into an ideal is unattainable and will ultimately limit what you can achieve as a person and professionally. Chapter 5, Learn from a Master, is focusing that first paragraph, if seeking help, you must know what you need and you must know yourself. So an idealist might be someone who is wanting and striving for something that is perfect. The person who is actually seeking help must know what they need in life and how they know what they need. And how they come to that conclusion should be based off of reflection. But that reflection needs to come from knowing yourself. It's impossible to put yourself on a path of success if you don't know who you are. You don't know what your interests are. You don't know your strengths. You don't know your weaknesses. And in many ways, you could set yourself up for complete failure when seeking help in an area where you yourself could never be successful. Chapter 6 is all about creativity. Part of self-help is being able to have an imagination. And he uses the discussion about the role and why he makes books and novels, both fiction and nonfiction, so powerful. But the ability to take something, imagine something, and then to be creative with it is essential to being successful. And in this case, our ultimate goal of becoming filthy rich in Rising Asia. It's important that we consider these little tidbits regarding self-help. Because as we consider the reflective nature of this text, with our main character being the second person, putting us in the driver's seat, it's increasingly important that we understand the fact that we should be thinking about these concepts for ourselves as well. And while the plot moves its way through the various actions of our main character, we need to also be reflective. So when you think about chapter 4, we ask ourselves the question, how influenced are we by other people's ideals? Or chapter 5, why is firsthand experience essential to improve a resume? And what does work or employment provide that goes beyond livable wages and accommodations? Or chapter 6, what role does one's past play in motivation and ambition? What impact should outside forces have on a person's outlook? All of that can be answered without the plot by considering how we see the world, considering the help that we seek out, and ultimately how well we know ourselves. One of the things I want us to keep in mind when we study this text is the role of the girl. Throughout every chapter, she has some sort of influence on our main character. One of the interesting things about their interactions when they do get to interact, because their lives are in sometimes a very parallel manner, but also roller coaster-like as they move through the different time periods of their life, I want us to consider the fact that they're both seeking out a life that was not destined for them had they stayed where they were. And when they do interact with each other, there's that comment where she's famous and he wants to be rich. And she asks him, is that simple? And maybe it is on the surface, but obviously we know people are deeper than that. And the connection that they feel takes them back to almost a childlike behavior. And one of the questions I want us to consider when we look at how they change over the course of the novel is how long and how difficult can we maintain who we are? Is it difficult to maintain the person we are in a certain moment? How long can we maintain that person? If we are people and it is part of human nature to evolve, how long are we able to maintain who we are in a given moment, in a given era? Who dictates that? Who has control over that? And we see that through our main character and the girl. Her life is changing in these snippets we get. We also get our main character's life is going through a variety of changes that we see a little bit more directly. And you can compare and contrast them along the way. One might be doing well, one might be going on the back end of their career, and it might be flip-flopping back and forth. But what is influencing that? What is causing those changes? What is making people evolve, whether they like it or not? And if they want to be something permanently, is that possible? How do you hold on to that? Is that even a worthwhile endeavor? And if we decide it's not, human nature needs to evolve, you're never going to be the same thing for very long, who controls whether that change that comes your way is positive or negative? So we have to consider the self-help nature. And that's why the idealist, the master, and working for yourself is so important as we consider this quest to become filthy rich in Asia. Chapter 4 has a really important lesson about school and nepotism. Our main character's father knew he was limited by his lack of education. And he knew of his three children, one of them had to be educated. In many ways, he knew that would help all the others. And he does that. And he sends our main character to secondary school. Part of that is because he knows the things that run this country that the story takes place in are education and nepotism. And both of those go hand in hand in many ways, flip-flopping back and forth of being as far as which one is the driving source. But even in that secondary source, in that secondary school, our main character is lacking a sense of self and belonging. He knows he wants to be filthy rich. He knows he wants to be successful. He sees the girl on billboards. His mother in this section gets sick, gets some treatment, but ultimately dies. And the organization that he finds himself in, because he's trying to figure out a way to be successful, and at this moment he tries something. And this is part of the things we have to consider. He joins a group of fundamentalists. And while there's a lot of details that we could draw from exactly what type of fundamentalists we're dealing with, they are being driven by an ideal. They are a violent group, a feared group. Our main character grows a beard. And what we need to consider here, especially because of the beating that one of the leaders of the group gives to a student found smoking hash, we need to think about the idea that this is a turning point for our main character. He's trying something out. Is this the way? Is this a path? He's not living at home. You can think about it as a college experience. But what we need to consider here is he sees there's limitations with this group. And after the incident with his mother passing away due to illness and how they treat him after she dies, he knows this is not where he wants to be. The group over the individual, the lack of empathy. And he knows that this is going to limit him. So he leaves them. But what ultimately pushes him in that direction, of course, is the girl. He thinks he sees her in a car. And whether it's her or not, it influences him again to remind him who he once was. And he goes and he shaves his face and his life will move forward. So when we think about that idea of how do we stay the same with the person we like, maybe we like who we are in a moment. We want to keep that. We want to try to hold on to that for as long as we can. But there might also be times when we don't like who we are. We're frustrated with who we are. And how do we make those changes? And sometimes what influences us in those moments can be our past. And ultimately, maybe that can help guide our future. So I want us to consider that in chapter 4, the shift comes from being grounded by a memory. And when we get to chapter 5, he's now working for a master and he's selling expiring canned goods. But what we're learning here is that in any industry, people will say they want to do something, but they don't know where to start. And now we're finally with our main character at a starting point. He's working for someone. He's learning the tricks of the trade. And the firsthand experience is essential. You can learn so much from a book, from sitting in a classroom, and now he's learning it in real-world opportunities in real-world time. He knows that he needs to make risks sometimes to stand out from the group. He's learning from the master to be chameleon-like, to be able to interact with different people. In this case, he uses a different dialect. And once again, the girl and him cross paths, this time at a party. And they're at very different stages. She's being celebrated, and he's even struggling to get in or fit in. But yet he's still becoming more confident in who he is, even if his clothes don't fit him right. And once again, we see this idea of the role of perception. It's not necessarily about who they are, but who other people see them as. And that's in this moment what's driving their interaction. They both are trying to become who they want to be or who they think they want to be or need to be. But as they interact with each other, it feels very sort of juvenile, a little bit immature. And while she is this big star at the moment and he's barely fitting into this club that they're in, wearing jeans that are too short and a really ridiculous jacket, the idea is that part of this is that what pulls them back down sometimes to earth is this relationship they have that never really was more than a friendship, even if they had a physical relationship. In this section, we also see that the master that he's learning from is willing to use violence or the threat of violence. And the lessons being learned, while it parallels the relationship with this girl that ebbs and flows throughout the story, is that the idea of being rich and famous is driving our main character versus the master needs neither of those things. He wants to be successful. The reason why I mentioned famous is because the fame is connected to the girl. But ultimately, we have to understand that if you are successful financially, it's very hard to hide yourself. And while the word fame has never come up for our main character, it still has to be present that he is someone who wants to be known, wants to be valued, potentially wants to be feared. As our main character's father is dying, it's mentioned that the two are still living together, and his father wants to contribute to the household, even if it's just the two of them and he no longer needs to do so. And the concept of employment being a natural state of man. I want you to think about that idea. Is it natural for man to be at work? If man is removed from work, does he lose part of himself? And when we use man here, it's genderless, just so we're clear. So if a person is no longer employed, no longer working, no longer doing, no longer active, physically or mentally, is their life cheapened? Are they still contributing to society? And what does that look like? What does that mean? I want us to think about that idea because what we need to consider with our main character is employment for him is a means to an end. Employment means something because he has a goal to achieve. One thing we can consider in this section is he working to live or living to work? At this moment right now, work is all-encompassing of who he is. So he is living to work. But he feels this is essential to gain his ultimate goal. His father, on the other hand, has always worked and wants to feel like he is contributing. And while the work he did provided for his family, the question is whether or not his father was working to live or living to work is one we might not be able to answer. When we go into chapter 6, his father has passed away. And the idea of being creative is the centerpiece of the self-help chapter. Because you have to find a need. You have to be able to use your imagination if you're going to enter into the small to medium enterprise and create your own business. In this case, there is contaminated water. People are getting sick and the bottled water industry is taking off, and he figures out a way to boil the water, bottle it, and sell it. And it's started his own company. It's him and two other people. And it's this powerful moment for him because now he's doing it. He's on the path and he's risking everything every moment. And then running with the girl, while it is extremely important to think about, he is now on the way up, even though why it's difficult. Her career on the other hand, it seems to be settling, potentially on the downturn. But she represents something as completely worldly, and he is unworldly. So the strength that she has and the weaknesses she's going through almost are the polar opposite of what we're seeing in our main character. And the interaction with her at dinner, followed by in the bedroom, and his exit drive home, where he ultimately understands that he must use cold hard cash to buy what he wants in life. And he knows if he buys this broken down farm that he'll risk everything. There will be no safety net, no coverage. And he does. He risks everything and he buys it. And this is the way he could expand his enterprises, which is going to take us into our next couple chapters. But the chapter ends, and what I want us to talk about to close today, is he struggles to turn off his brain. That last paragraph of chapter 6, he talks about having on the nightly news and trying to disconnect himself from his work ambitions. He's had the interaction with the girl recently, and while his mind's not turning to her, he's having a hard time switching off. And one of the things that is an underlying byproduct of what we see our main character going through is he's so direct. He's so focused on this ultimate goal. We're not seeing him in any other light. Sure, he's gone out to a party and seen the girl. He's had dinner with the girl. But there's not a lot else going on that we're seeing. We're seeing him working, grinding, trying to achieve as much as possible. And the life he's choosing for himself, the dream he's seeking, is all-encompassing of his entire being. We have to ask ourselves, is this a healthy way to be living? But all at the same time, the title of her book is How to Get Filthy Rich in Rising Asia. You have to remember the self-help nature of this book is to get us to that point. And this is the path we are to follow. We are the you of the main character. And this is what is essential and necessary to achieve the goals.